This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Chad Daybell and Lori Daybell each having their respective hearings in court recently for their upcoming trials. Lots to dissect within each of those hearings. Initially, Chad Daybell's attorney seeking to delay the trial. Lori's appearance in court made her look like she was walking into Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, or I don't know, another episode of Wheel of Fortune is what I told Brian Enten last night on News Nation. I think she was really expecting Pat Sajak and Vanna White to be there because she had her hair going and just was looking like the belle of the ball. Let's start with Lori's appearance in court the other day. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, joining me. She, for what the circumstances are, going on trial again for murder, and you're walking in like there should have been a fog machine and fans blowing on her. What on earth is going on in the mind of Lori Vallow Daybell as she walked into that hearing?
I think what has always gone in the mind of Lori Vallow Daybell, at least during the time she was committing this crime, and that's Lori Vallow Daybell. I don't think she cares about anything else. Obviously, she didn't care about her children. She's already been convicted of murdering them. And so for her at this point, it's all about her. And I think she was looking good. It's shocking how good she looked for somebody who's been in prison this long.
Is prison treating her well? I mean, what is going on there behind those bars and those walls and that barbed wire for her to kind of have this demeanor? One would almost think that maybe life is not the greatest for her in prison, but maybe that's not the case.
I don't think that's the case. I think she resigned that this is going to be her punishment. This is going to be her home. Remember, she fought hard, or her attorneys fought hard, for the death penalty not to be on the table for her. And that was for a reason. She wanted to live, and it doesn't seem to me she blushes at all about being behind bars. Look, she's smart. She's pretty. She's manipulative. She has all the right ingredients to be successful in prison.
One of the pieces of evidence that's going to be brought up in her trial, but also they're talking about in the case of Chad, is some emails between Lori Vallow and her late brother, Alex Cox, who shot and killed Lori's husband, Charles Vallow. It's being brought up. John Pryor wanted a bit of a delay. That's not happening. But they are certainly taking a close look at some of these emails. I'm curious, what could possibly be in these things that could benefit Chad Daybell at this point?
Well, it's interesting because I wonder if he said anything that pointed the finger more at Lori in some way, or perhaps said something that was self-serving at the time. Mm-hmm. I could see that maybe there were some conversations like that. I find it interesting, though, that his attorney, who, remember, wants off this case, said that the money's out and wants to postpone it. I just thought that was so interesting. Okay, now you want to work for an even longer period of time without getting paid. Of course, we know he received a huge amount of money, mm-hmm. property, and he was just trying to get out before he loses this trial. And, oh, did I say that, Tony? I did, because I think he will lose.
Yeah, I don't think there's a whole lot to go on here. I'm wondering how desperate is he becoming as the date looms closer and closer? Do you think he's prepared to try this case? The way that an attorney who is qualified to handle a death penalty case should be?
Well, he's been on it forever. Mm-hmm. He knows the case. He should know it inside and out after all this time. The question is he putting the time into it? Mm-hmm. He should be so well prepared for this case. Remember, they got the big extension of time that was allotted to them. So by sectioning themselves off from Lori's trial. Mm-hmm. So he has plenty of time. He should be prepared. There's really absolutely no excuse.
If the goal here is simply to save Chad's life now, because clearly this is there's no defense that's going to find him not guilty. But if that is the goal, is he playing it right? I mean, kind of being this doofus attorney. I've been joking and saying it kind of reminds me of like if Cliff Clavin was an attorney, for those who remember Cheers, which is like 1/3 of our audience now. But that's kind of what comes to mind. And if that's the case, at the end of the day, if there's an appellate issue, it's probably not going to get Chad a new trial, but it may certainly, they may say, you know, okay, death penalty, we can agree that that should go away. I'm wondering if that's the strategy here.
Well, the prosecution needs to be careful and not to beat up the client too much or the attorney, but rather really stick to the evidence and the egregiousness and pull on the heartstrings of the jurors in that way, I believe. Mm-hmm. So I think it is going to be important not to make folly with this defense counsel since he's doing a good job on his own.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.